Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich, brought to you by Aqua Systems and GAF Roofing. And now, here's your host, Rich Horace.
All right. Good Saturday afternoon, everybody. Rich Horace here, and thank you for joining me today on Ride at Home with Rich, the show that is all about you and your home. We are really most interested in hearing what's happening at your house. So if you have any questions, anything about your home, remodeling projects, any issues happening right now, any stories you might want to share, feel free to give me a call today for the next hour right here, 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. So outside of that, we have a really awesome show for you today. I'm really excited for my guest today is Mosby's own design build consulting manager, Scott Russum, joining me today. And, you know, after we do our usual, learn a little bit about Scott, who he is, the man, the myth, what's going on with him, we can discuss several things that he does around our company, his role, keeping our entire consulting team in tip-top shape to serve you. We could also touch on the importance of a good company culture, you know, spread the good. For my On the Road with Rich segment today, I'm going to take you out and we're going to talk about some condensation in a bath fan exhaust pipe in a basement. Big issue for these people. And we'll also, my right at home hack every week, right smack dab in the middle of the show, how to beat the heat with your window treatments. Yes, new blinds can possibly save you money on heating and cooling bill for your home. Stick with us for all of that and more. We got a great show going on, but don't forget, it is all about you. One last time, you can come in. Any question you have today, anything you may have going on around your home, give me a call, 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. And I just can't wait to kind of get this thing going with you, Scott. So thanks for joining me today, and thanks for taking time out of your Saturday to kind of join us and educate all our listeners.
Listen, Rich, from the beginning of my time with Mosby, I've been looking forward to this opportunity. Along the way, I've gotten to know you quite well and to understand a little bit about your expertise. I'm just really glad to play a part at Mosby and to play a part in your Saturday.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate it. And it's just good fun. Just, you know, it's what I'm always describing to people. It's what we do all week long, you know, and it's just to get it out there to everybody and really, you know, get some good information and let some people make some good educated decisions for themselves. So, you know, just starting off for you, for everybody else out there, you know, where are you from? Where did you grow up? And how did you get interested in remodeling?
Yeah, great question. So I was born in a suburb of Buffalo, New York. And throughout the 70s, we lived in 7 states in 8 years. And at 14 years old, I wound up in St. Louis. And despite the fact that my career had threatened to take me out of town from time to time, I've never left. And so I have raised a family here. I have grandchildren here now. So
that's awesome.
Definitely a home for me. So I became interested in construction, really, in my parents' house. I tore up a whole bunch of things in my parents' house and did not do a good job putting them back together very well. but that's where it all began for me. But I have been in construction products since college, made a career of it. And I've been on various sides of things, retail, wholesale, commercial, and pretty early. Made a step into the sales management side of things, but I've had the good fortune to have some production leadership roles and so forth. So pretty well versed in the market that we share from a couple different angles.
Awesome. And so how many kids did you say you had?
My wife and I have a blended family.
Blended, yeah.
I have 7 children. 3 of them I am responsible for, but we've got 4 grandkids as well, and things are always hopping, man.
Oh, I'll bet they are, and so you're actually responsible for like 11 now, just so you know.
Yeah, I don't even want to do the math. I mean, they're bringing just significant others and husbands and wives to the family, and we're just really blessed to be very close to every one of them. It's a great way to live.
Awesome. So, hey, before we get into the fun lightning round, I want to get to the phones. We have Mike on the phone over here with us. So he has a decking question. Mike, are you there?
Yes, sir. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
Yes, sir. My question is, I had new deck installed on my house. Actually, I had four of them. Did some refinancing, got new siding and new decks.
Okay. But,
I had a guy come over and put in a couple of doors for me. And he called me out there and he pulled away and he's like showing me where the door was removed that he didn't see any flashing,
Yeah.
And I was like concerned. So I called them and they said, well, we don't flash around underneath because you've got the door, I guess the threshold that comes out, you know, and which to me didn't really make a lot of sense. But then him and I, the door installer guy, he's a carpenter also. We got underneath the deck and looked, and he said, there's no flashing here, you know. So there's nothing visible as far as that we could see. But I'm under the impression that there's a piece of metal that comes down from underneath the siding and hits the ledger board and then does an angle right out over the ledger board and then another angle down. Am I correct in assuming that that's the way it should have been done, or is there something that I'm missing?
Well, I mean, the only thing you are dead correct about as far as missing is, yeah, that flashing is something that's missing, and it really should be there. And, you know, it's not everybody does it, and it's not, you know, it's not good when you don't. Here at Mosby, when we look at the opportunity to completely replace a deck. And did you replace the whole floor, floor joist, band board, and everything, or just the decking floor?
Complete tear down and rebuild.
Awesome.
Ledger board, the whole thing.
So they had the opportunity to do everything correctly for you when they did it, because what I would look at doing and building that is when everything's off that house, I put an ice and water shield along the band board of the house, and it kind of goes below the deck a little bit, above the deck a little bit. Then when you put that band board on, you can install, you know, it up against that, and then your flashing does go over the top of that band board, kind of bends down and goes up the wall. Then you can take the house wrap of the wall and lap it on top of all of that. So any water coming from above around a window or a light fixture or anything literally gets onto that flashing and goes where we want it to go.
Right.
So that's like the ultimate protection. No one else does the ice and water shield, and 80% of people out there don't even bother doing the flashing, which is a real letdown. And part of it is because you have to take the siding off the house in order to do so. So you've got to be kind of literate in that also. You can't just be a deck installer that knows nothing about siding in order to do it and really get it right. And the other thing we would look at doing, where your door is, you just bring that flashing up to the bottom of that door threshold. And that's not the best thing in the world, because it could still leave a little opportunity there. But what happens is, now that you're replacing that door, you have the option there to put like a metal pan with some flashing tape and overlap that flashing from the deck, get that metal pan in there. Then you can install your door, seal your door threshold to the metal pan, and really keep that water off of everything. It would have to literally go uphill to try and get in. And so a lot of decks that have water problems, I'm actually offering in the deck rebuild to pull the door out and either reinstall it or install a new door, because it's that important with that water at that door. You know, and it depends on the wind blown and which way you're facing. And, you know, a lot of people are like, why don't my neighbors have this problem? Well, they're turned around the cul-de-sac and they're not getting the same wind, you know, that you or another person might get. But yes, you definitely, it'd be a great idea to uninstall some decking floors, rip off some siding, get all the flashing in, get it in right when you replace that door, and then you put that siding back and voila, no more leaks.
Sounds like if I can get them to fix this, which I probably am going to have a problem, I would imagine, then that sounds like a pretty costly thing to do.
It can
to have that.
It definitely can be, depending on the process and what you're up against doing it and everything. And the other thing we do here at Mosby is, like, you know, put that literally in the scope of work. We're going to remove some siding. We're going to put in flashing. So that's going to be your battle with the other company, is they never really said they were going to do that. So, you know, if the inspector passed it,
it seems to me that,
you know, then
a reputable company would do that, you know?
I would 100% agree with you. Absolutely. You know, and I hear all the time too, as I'm looking at these things, they're like, well, you know, why can't you be more competitive with this single line decking company on your price? And I'm like, well, the real question is, why don't they do everything we do to protect the client? And then we'd all be playing in the same ballpark. You know, it's like comparing a major league team to a triple A team and saying, why doesn't the pitcher make as much on the triple A as the guy going to the World Series? Well, that's why, you know. It's the crowd he draws. It's how good he does it. But, yeah, I would, you know, you could start with them. The other advice I would give you on something like that is, if they didn't know to do it in the first place, then do they know how to do it correctly? So even if they said they'll come and do it, they may not do it the best way possible, and it may not really actually help or protect you.
So when I talked to them, they said that they sent out, when I talked to the guy that runs the place, he said that he sent that out and it should have been on. So I'm going to get him to come out and look at it, and we'll talk about that and see what happens. But
absolutely,
I'm afraid in this day and age, if they just refuse to fix it and say, that's just how we do it, then I'm probably screwed, for lack of a better term. I'm sorry.
Yep, and I would say at that point, call Mosby, tell him you talked to me about this on the radio, and we'll send somebody out to take a look at it and let you know what it would cost to get it put in and get it put in correctly.
Right. So I will definitely do that.
Hey, Mike, I appreciate it. What's that?
Your company name is just Mosby or construction or
Mosby Building Arts, Mosby.
Okay, thank
you.
All right.
314.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yep. Nope. I appreciate it, Mike. We got to get to our break. Great call. Great question for Mike and for everybody out there. 314-909-1800. For everybody out there, you have anything today, 314-241-9797. We're rolling. We're having a great time. We're going to get into our break, and we'll be right back with more with Scott after this.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season two. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have questions about your home? Call us at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797.
All right, here we go. We are back and got a ton of information today. Had a great call with Mike and a great question that's kind of, unfortunately, all too common in our industry. So I'm gonna keep the order kind of changed up a little bit here. And before we get into that lightning round, I want to do my On the Road with Rich segment because it kind of plays into some of the same stuff, not the same issue, but, you know, into training and forward thinking and trying to get things right and doing things the best way possible. So kind of what we were talking about, you know, with Mike was in some of that advice is, you know, so if they didn't do it right, if they didn't do it at all, if, you know, do you really trust them to come back and redo it? And will it really be, you know, well and correct? And then how do you know it is, you know, once they've done that? And that's a hard thing for people. So just this past week, went to see a good past client of mine I've done a couple things for. And I looked at this house in 2016 for a condensation issue around her bath fan exhaust pipe. And I kind of explained, you know, what we need to do, like what our minimum is to an exhaust pipe. We're going to insulate it. We're going to use hard pipe instead of flex so the air can move smoothly through it. We're going to put a backdraft damper at the very end of it, which was difficult here because it's in a basement and the very end of it is in a finished part of the basement. So we got to cut out some ceiling and do all this work to get to everything to make sure that we can get it the best way possible. And I also spoke about like air infiltration and things like that to where, you know, they keep their house pretty cold. And they have regular, you know, fiberglass bat insulation like most of St. Louis around their band boards. So they're getting a lot of air infiltrating around there. So I talked about, you know, having us or a company, you know, perform like a low, like a expansion foam around all the band boards, not just for R value, but for air sealing quality, because it stops the outside air from coming in. So I kind of went through and advised all this stuff, and nothing ever really came out of it. And so I was back. She had one of our guys come out and just look at this pipe and start to take it apart, because there was so much water coming out of it. It was like a puddle. Our guy Doug actually made a video pouring water out of the pipe into a trash can. And so what happened was, about 3 years ago, she got a new HVAC system, and the HVAC people said, oh yeah, we'll put some insulation around that. And so they wrap it with this, you know, R3 insulated ductwork pipe. It's got plastic around it. It's the same thing we use, but it's just, if that's the only thing that you do, it's not a lot of insulation. So if you still have the cold and the heat and all that stuff going on, you might still get some condensation. And the other thing, they kind of dipped this pipe down, still used some flexible, and created, you know, like a little P-trap in there to just hold like puddles of water inside this pipe. So as we're looking at it and we're kind of talking about how to handle it, and I'm trying to explain that when your house is this cold, it's going to be very difficult, especially when gets really hot out. And I started talking again about the insulation and keeping the warm air out. And it's been very hot the past 2 or 3 weeks. So we go through all that. And as I'm looking, I start to notice like some fungus on her floor joists that we see very commonly when you're getting a lot of condensation and a lot of humidity in a basement in an unfinished area, or in a finished area with like drop ceilings or something that's kind of keeping, you know, the air, the warm air trapped in there. And then as the cold from air conditioning tries to get through that drop ceiling, we see it in a lot of places like that. Well, so now it's 6 years later, didn't quite, kind of like Mike with the deck building, and they didn't quite do everything. Well, didn't quite do everything 3 years ago. Now it's an even bigger project she's looking at. And she's like, wow, I got my work cut out for me. All right, I'm calling Wellington Environmental. I'm calling Goley Insulation. I'm doing that. And, you know, and she's taking notes, because now when we see the fungus, all of a sudden it's real. And, you know, really all I can say is I wish I could have explained it better 6 years ago to really say, this is really the importance of this. I I'd like to think I did, but obviously it wasn't quite well enough. But so trying to do that stuff, you know, and Scott, you know, helping us out, working through this stuff, learning, training, getting new things, new development, new technologies to keep us on tap to try and do the best thing possible for all of our clients is really what we're trying to do here. And it's really beyond the norm. And we got to take our middle break here. I kind of stretched this out a little too long, but we're going to get into a lot more of that once we come back, because I want to get into the culture and the training and the development and all that fun stuff. And if you have any questions, again, if your bath fan's doing that, something crazy's going on, give me a call. Feel free, 314-241-9797. We'll be right back after this.
And now, here's Rich's Right at Home Hack.
All right, here we go, my right-at-home hack. So, you know, it has been very hot out, and, you know, I wanted to kind of let everybody know how the right window treatments can actually help lower your heating and cooling cost. There are some choices out there that will help that energy efficiency. So starting out with blinds, so not all blinds are the same, and so some reduce the solar heat gain. You want to look for a lighter-colored blind that will reflect that heat and the light off instead of absorbing it. So stay with your whites or your creams. And you want to, when you install it, you want those blinds to be very close to the windows, close as you can get it while they operate, and to have them really cover the sides and the top and the bottom of that window. The closer to the window, the better efficiency you will get. Looking at curtains and drapes, this can even work better for you, not just in the summer with the heat, but in the winter with heat loss during the winter. So if you get curtains or drapes and you cover the whole window well, bring it all the way down to the floor, you can actually seal the sides of those drapes to the wall with some Velcro or a magnetic tape, strip tape that can go on the wall and kind of stick that blind to it. At the top, you can put a little cornice up there that'll help keep the temperature in, and that will really help. Those panels can really help seal around and keep that heat loss during the winter from happening. And then one, a really good option that's newer and looks really great and you can get awesome styles is the new cellular shades that are made. So the cellular fabric is constructed with honeycomb-shaped cells that really boost the insulation and the UV protection in these shades. Really, really helps better than anything. They're usually available in three grades, so watch what you're getting, but there's a single, a double, and a triple cell. Of course, the triple cell is going to usually give you the most energy efficiency, and they will actually help block street noise better than the blinds or the curtains usually will, too, because of those cells. So if you want to hear this hack or any of my hacks again that I've done, they're all on Facebook for you. You can search Rich Orris Mosby on Facebook or check me out at Rich Orris at Twitter, and you can find all of these hacks there. We're going to say goodbye to Facebook Live for right now, and we're going to get back to our regular programming, and I can't wait to get into some of these things with you here, Scott. Because, you know, talking about like your past growing up, the different things you've done. So you worked with Pella, right?
I did. I was with Pella Windows and Doors of St. Louis for about 11 and a half years. And between then and now, I did some regional management for other construction products companies. But yes, I was with Pella for almost 12 years.
Yeah, so can you just kind of explain, starting off, what you're seeing so far, like kind of the difference between a large conglomerate like Pella and how they work and function and a smaller family-owned, you know, business like Mosby Building Arts and how that kind of works?
Sure. Pella is a great brand. I think most of your listeners would be very familiar with it. A couple of the primary differences, Rich, would be that Mosby has an incredibly strong local brand that we leverage on a day-to-day and a week-to-week basis. And it's our business poise allows us to be very nimble with our client base. What I mean by that is that when our home consultants go out to a project site or to encounter a prospective Mosby client, we're looking at a certain set of needs, and those needs or wants even are based on what's going on at the scene, client budget, you know, what the client's vision is in terms of a solution. And so when I was at Pella Windows and Doors, we had Pella Windows and Doors to sell. At Mosby Building Arts, we are a solutions-based company, and we have the good fortune to call Pella Windows and Doors of St. Louis a business partner. I mean, a partner in terms of their supply of product, but we also have the latitude to offer the right product, not just Pella, but there are others, and the right solution. So I feel like we're articulate in our approach to the solutions aspect of our business, maybe in a way that selling and installing one brand doesn't afford, I would say.
Yeah, you know, and something I would bring up to kind of play in with that is, you know, being, I'm always talking about being a good advisor and trying to figure out what's right for the home, the client, their style, scientifically, how it works, how it functions. And so when you look at that and you're in a home and say it's got all Anderson windows and they need to replace two windows, or maybe you're building a room addition off the back and the whole house is filled with these great Anderson windows. And well, you know, I'm not going to push Pella or Marvin or anything, you know, without saying, well, I'd start off with, let's try and match the rest of the house and keep everything consistent and do something really good so that people don't come in. And, you know, and you see these houses where, and we would do it too, if you educated it right and said, you know what, your room addition is going to cost this much less with vinyl windows, but they're not going to match all these awesome Pella or Anderson or whatever you have in the house understand that, and that might play into some of the value when someone else comes in and they're looking to buy the house and they go, oh, why would they? Now I got to change windows, you know? And but it's about letting them make that good decision. And so years back, there was a window line. I'm not going to say the name. It's nothing real super common, but they did make a very good wood clad window. And we did really like how they wrapped it and everything they did. And a lot of siding companies, single line siding companies, sell these windows. We were offered to sell these windows. And then after about a year and a half or so, we literally got kicked out of their club because we didn't sell enough of them. Mm-hmm. We weren't pushing that window. We weren't trying to sell only their windows. And they're like, well, you got to sell more than, you know, 1,500 windows a year or something. And we're going, well, we sold 5,000 windows last year, but it was 1,000 of yours and 1,000 of Pella and 1,000 of Anderson and 1,000 of Marvin and 1,000 vinyl. What, I'm not going to push just this window.
We can't exclusify. I mean, yeah. It's because to exclusify is to not be presenting the right solution, you know, in a client's home, plain and simple. You know, but at this point, because of the great work that you have done, that Scott and Judy Mosby and Mark McClanahan and our entire team have done, Mosby is a strong enough brand in this town that these major, very reputable product suppliers want to be affiliated with Mosby now.
Yeah.
You know,
it's awesome.
And it really is. It
yeah.
really is. So we can boast really strong relationships with those companies that present whatever the solution really needs to be, which is how we need to be in our business.
Yep. You know, absolutely.
Right.
So in speaking of, you know, the advisor and all the things that we do in my position in training in tools and technologies and performing the job to the best of our ability, can you just explain, you know, real quick, your position and what do you actually do to try and help us accomplish all of that?
Sure. Thanks. Yeah. My role with Mosby, first and foremost, is as a sales coach, and you know that. But I would say that one of the great things about our company is that as big as we've gotten over the years, that we still remain incredibly flat and connected to one another. And so I think it can be said that you influence many aspects of the business just like I do. You know, you're not just a top-notch remodeling sales professional. You do so many other things and influence our business. And I kind of stepped into the same kind of role. So part of what I do is to coach on a day-to-day basis, to be a resource for trainings and places that we can go to, tools that we can bring into play that I might not be an expert at, but I've got to understand my resources really well so that when it comes to bringing in new technology for our client that can make a quick rendering of their home, interior or exterior, for the purpose of getting quick estimates out there, or giving a client a great visual on what we're up to and providing
yeah.
a solution.
Oh, yeah.
So our company invests a lot in those resources and technologies, and it's my job to know what's there. And I've been given the latitude to go find it if I feel like it's missing. I'm not just out on a wild goose chase. I listen to you and I listen to our home consultants to tell me what they need, you know? One fantastic thing I want to mention is, if you don't mind, is Mosby Connect.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mosby Connect is an up-and-coming phone app that basically enhances communication between Mosby and our clients during the production stage so that they have job site information in real time. They understand what to expect, what happened today, what's going to happen tomorrow on their project. And that's just an example of the kinds of technology that Mosby Building Arts is investing in to separate the Mosby experience from an experience that our client is going to get elsewhere.
No, no, absolutely. And, you know, for me, it is really cool because being here for so long, I've seen so much and I've had so many conversations and I've seen so much of the development. You know, I'll never forget talking to Scott Mosby one day and, you know, we're trying to figure out years ago, what's the best program we can use that will help track our clients and the information and the things that we need and how do we estimate with it and do all this stuff. And, you know, we kept coming up with the Microsoft version that was like $500,000 or I don't know, whatever, something crazy. And the IT guy we had at the time, Keith Slater, said, I can write this. I can develop this. You know, let me just create it. And he did. And it is such an awesome tool that is literally out there now. And it's so good for what we do that other companies, other people really, they want to use this system. That's how good this has been made. And I'll never forget Scott Mosby looking at me the one day and he said, I guess we're in the software business. Right. Like what, like if you'd asked, even for him, you know, he developed design build and this whole system from like the 80s on and all this. And he's done so much in the industry, but even him to say, well, I would have, if you'd have told me 20 years ago, I'd have been in the software business. I would have told you, you're crazy. That's never going to happen.
Right. And that story predates me, but it is a fantastic story. And it's emblematic of how Mosby tries to lead for the purpose of managing client relationships. And so this is what Rich is talking about here is one of the behind the scenes aspects. We talk about things like a deep bench and...
And now, here's Rich's right-at-home hack.
All right, here we go, my right-at-home hack. So, you know, it has been very hot out, and, you know, I wanted to kind of let everybody know how the right window treatments can actually help lower your heating and cooling costs. There are some choices out there that will help that energy efficiency. So starting out with blinds, so not all blinds are the same, and so some reduce the solar heat gain. You want to look for a lighter colored blind that will reflect that heat and the light off instead of absorbing it. So stay with your whites or your creams, and you want to, when you install it, you want those blinds to be very close to the window, as close as you can get it while they operate, and to have them really cover the sides and the top and the bottom of that window. The closer to the window, the better efficiency you will get. Looking at curtains and drapes, this can even work better for you, not just in the summer with the heat, but in the winter with heat loss during the winter. So if you get curtains or drapes and you cover the whole window well, bring it all the way down to the floor, you can actually seal the sides of those drapes to the wall with some Velcro or a magnetic tape, strip tape that can go on the wall and kind of stick that blind to it. At the top, you can put a little cornice up there that'll help keep the temperature in, and that will really help. Those panels can really help seal around and keep that heat loss during the winter from happening. And then one, a really good option that's newer and looks really great and you can get awesome styles is the new cellular shades that are made. So the cellular fabric is constructed with honeycomb-shaped cells that really boost the insulation and the UV protection in these shades. Really, really helps better than anything. They're usually available in three grades, so watch what you're getting, but there's a single, a double, and a triple cell. Of course, the triple cell is going to usually give you the most energy efficiency, and they will actually help block street noise better than the blinds or the curtains usually will too, because of those cells. So if you want to hear this hack or any of my hacks again that I've done, they're all on Facebook for you. You can search Rich Orris Mosby on Facebook or check me out at Rich Orris at Twitter, and you can find all of these hacks there. We're going to say goodbye to Facebook Live for right now, and we're going to get back to our regular programming, and I can't wait to get into some of these things with you here, Scott. Because, you know, talking about like your past growing up, the different things you've done. So you worked with Pella, right?
I did. I was with Pella Windows and Doors of St. Louis for about 11 and a half years. And between then and now, I did some regional management for other construction products companies. But yes, I was with Pella for almost 12 years.
Yeah. So can you just kind of explain, starting off, what you're seeing so far, like kind of the difference between a large conglomerate like Pella and how they work and function and a smaller family-owned, you know, business like Mosby Building Arts and how that kind of works?
Sure. Pella is a great brand. I think most of your listeners would be very familiar with it. A couple of the primary differences, Rich, would be that Mosby has an incredibly strong local brand that we leverage on a day-to-day and a week-to-week basis. And it's our business poise allows us to be very nimble with our client base. What I mean by that is that when our home consultants go out to a project site or to encounter a prospective Mosby client, we're looking at a certain set of needs, and those needs or wants even are based on what's going on at the scene, client budget, you know, what the client's vision is in terms of a solution. And so when I was at Pella Windows and Doors, we had Pella Windows and Doors to sell. At Mosby Building Arts, we are a solutions-based company, and we have the good fortune to call Pella Windows and Doors of St. Louis a business partner. I mean, a partner in terms of their supply of product. But we also have the latitude to offer the right product, not just Pella, but there are others, and the right solution. So I feel like we're articulate in our approach to the solutions aspect of our business, maybe in a way that selling and installing one brand doesn't afford, I would say.
Yeah, you know, and something I would bring up to kind of play in with that is, you know, I'm always talking about being a good advisor and trying to figure out what's right for the home, the client, their style, scientifically, how it works, how it functions. And so when you look at that and you're in a home and say it's got all Anderson windows and they need to replace two windows, or maybe you're building a room addition off the back and the whole house is filled with these great Anderson windows. And well, you know, I'm not going to push Pella or Marvin or anything, you know, without saying, well, I'd start off with, let's try and match the rest of the house and keep everything consistent and do something really good so that people don't come in. And, you know, and you see these houses where, and we would do it too, if you educated it right and said, you know what, your room addition is going to cost this much less with vinyl windows, but they're not going to match all these awesome Pella or Anderson or whatever you have in the house. Understand that, and that might play into some of the value when someone else comes in and they're looking to buy the house and they go, oh, why would they, now I got to change windows, you know? And but it's about letting them make that good decision. And so years back, there was a window line, I'm not going to say the name, it's nothing real super common, but they did make a very good wood clad window, and we did really like how they wrapped it and everything they did. And a lot of siding companies, single line siding companies, sell these windows. We were offered to sell these windows. And then after about a year and a half or so, we literally got kicked out of their club because we didn't sell enough of them. Mm-hmm. We weren't pushing that window. We weren't trying to sell only their windows. And they're like, well, you got to sell more than, you know, 1500 windows a year or something. And we're going, well, we sold 5,000 windows last year, but it was 1,000 of yours and 1,000 of Pella and 1,000 of Anderson and 1,000 of Marvin and 1,000 vinyl. What, I'm not going to push just this window.
We can't exclusify. I mean, yeah. It's because to exclusify is to not be presenting the right solution, you know, in a client's home, plain and simple. You know, we're,
yeah.
But at this point, because of the great work that you have done, that Scott and Judy Mosby and Mark McClanahan and our entire team have done, Mosby is a strong enough brand in this town that these major, very reputable product suppliers want to be affiliated with Mosby now.
Yeah.
You know,
it's awesome.
And it really is. It
yeah.
really is. So we can boast really strong relationships with those companies that present whatever the solution really needs to be, which is how we need to be in our business.
Yep, you know, absolutely.
Right.
So in speaking of, you know, the advisor and all the things that we do in my position in training and tools and technologies and performing the job to the best of our ability, can you just explain, you know, real quick, your position and what do you actually do to try and help us accomplish all of that?
Sure, thanks. Yeah, my role with Mosby, first and foremost, is as a sales coach, and you know that. But I would say that one of the great things about our company is that as big as we've gotten over the years, that we still remain incredibly flat and connected to one another. And so I think it can be said that you influence many aspects of the business just like I do. You know, you're not just a top-notch remodeling sales professional. You do so many other things and influence our business. And I kind of stepped into the same kind of role. So part of what I do is to coach on a day-to-day basis, to be a resource for trainings and places that we can go to, tools that we can bring into play that I might not be an expert at, but I've got to understand my resources really well so that when it comes to bringing in new technology for our client that can make a quick rendering of their home, interior or exterior, for the purpose of getting quick estimates out there, or giving a client a great visual on what we're up to and providing
yeah.
a solution.
Oh, yeah.
So our company invests a lot in those resources and technologies, and it's my job to know what's there. And I've been given the latitude to go find it if I feel like it's missing. I'm not just out on a wild goose chase. I listen to you and I listen to our home consultants to tell me what they need, you know?
Yeah.
One fantastic thing I want to mention is, if you don't mind, is Mosby Connect.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mosby Connect is an up-and-coming phone app that basically enhances communication between Mosby and our clients during the production stage so that they have job site information in real time. They understand what to expect, what happened today, what's going to happen tomorrow on their project. And that's just an example of the kinds of technology that Mosby Building Arts is investing in to separate the Mosby experience from an experience that our client is going to get elsewhere.
No, absolutely. And, you know, for me, it is really cool because being here for so long, I've seen so much and I've had so many conversations that I've seen so much of the development. You know, I'll never forget talking to Scott Mosby one day and, you know, we're trying to figure out years ago, what's the best program we can use that will help track our clients and the information and the things that we need and how do we estimate with it and do all this stuff. And, you know, we kept coming up with the Microsoft version that was like $500,000 or I don't know, whatever, something crazy. And the IT guy we had at the time, Keith Slater, said, I can write this. I can develop this. You know, let me just create it. And he did. And it is such an awesome tool that is literally out there now. And it's so good for what we do that other companies, other people really, they want to use this system. That's how good this has been made. And I'll never forget Scott Mosby looking at me the one day and he said, I guess we're in the software business.
Right.
Like what, like if you'd asked, even for him, you know, he developed design build and this whole system from like the 80s on and all this. And he's done so much in the industry, but even him to say, Well, I would have, if you'd have told me 20 years ago I'd have been in the software business, I would have told you you're crazy. That's never going to happen.
Right. And that story predates me, but it is a fantastic story, and it's emblematic of how Mosby tries to lead for the purpose of managing client relationships. And so this is what Rich is talking about here, is one of the behind-the-scenes aspects. We talk about things like a deep bench and developing resources and things like this. But this, what many of our clients don't know, and the reason the relationship with Mosby Building Arts is so seamless, is because experts are on the scene working on things that that client will never see to deliver that great Mosby Building Arts experience. And you're speaking of Right Touch, and it's a client management software. And never seen anything like it, buddy, and I've been around.
Yeah, exactly. So, hey, we got to get into our final break here. When we come back, I'd like to touch on teamwork a little bit and how the different teams all work together, manage, and that sort of thing. So we'll get into that right after this break.
Do you have questions about your home? Call us at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797.
All right, here we go. Flying through, final segment. Just, you know, having fun. Gotta love it. I love getting this great information out there and letting people really learn and understand what a lot of these differences are here, you know, at Mosby Building Arts, and what we do and how we do it and the team and the people and all of the practices. And it's great for me on the radio because there's so much different stuff. I can bring in different people, different guests, different areas, and talk about all these different things all the time, basically year round, and really never run out of anything. And kind of like, you know, like St. Louis weather, I've been hitting on my hacks on all this heat stuff and how to beat the heat for your lawn and your, you know, window treatments and stuff. And of course, now it's changing, it's raining, it's cooling, it's going to get better. And, you know, what I'm constantly telling everybody is, if there's something about Mosby Building Arts that you don't like, whether you are a new hire that is, you know, working in the field, a laborer, a project manager, whether you're doing sales consulting like me, designing, it just doesn't matter. If you stick around, it will be like St. Louis weather. It will change. It will get redeveloped and something different will happen. All you got to do is wait it out and it will not take long, just like St. Louis weather. So what I really want to get into here is, you know, teamwork. We talk about that deep bench and we talk about in the team is so important in all the different areas and how we really work together. But what really I think we have such a different culture of, in that company culture and everything, is the team of our sales consulting department. And it's, you know, a top down taught, kind of installed, inbred thing over the years for us veterans that have been here longer, like David and myself and Jake and some of us, of, you know, if the whole team doesn't succeed, it just, then it's no good. You need everyone to succeed. And I talked to so many other people out there where it's such a competition within their own division, their own sales, their own people, their own company. And for us, it's like, when Justin comes up from the field like I did and he starts doing this, oh, he needs someone like you on his team and someone like me on his team. And we need to make sure we're on that team to really develop that and make sure the right things are happening so that, you know, and I think that's just a huge difference in how we work. So what do you think about your position in trying to continue that?
Sure. Well, yeah. So I'd say that Mosby Building Arts, Rich, is a very competitive company, but we don't compete against one another. We compete together.
Yeah.
We are definitely a team. One thing that amazes me is that we've got several very high-performing professionals who, as busy as those calendars get, they continue to make time – for those junior home consultants who are out there trying to become a rich heiress in this market. And the company allows that to happen. It fosters that growth dynamic constantly.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
As far as I'm concerned with my role, I find myself stepping into a situation where there are so many people that I can learn from. You're the remodeling expert. You know, I am in the people business, and I see my role as being one where I'm coming alongside our home consultants at the point of their need. You know, maybe they have maybe they came from the field like you did. That's part of your story, and they're inches away from the kind of greatness that you produced in your career. And what they need is maybe a little bit of an understanding about how to manage a selling relationship. Sometimes sure. they have that down, and what they need is a little bit more education in the remodeling aspect or in the construction aspect. And I really find myself directing that sort of organizational traffic, getting my people in front of the things that they need to help them grow. And in that way, I influence my team. I came to work for a great organization, and my mission is just to do what I need to do to make it stronger and better and thicker.
Yeah. You know, and some of them, like we've got a couple of them that came from, you know, a couple design consultants that came from a company that literally the owner went to federal prison and he ran the business into the ground and cheated people out of money and all this stuff. So they are now looking at, you know, finding a spot like Mosby, kind of like I did from the field. You know, I fell in love with the company and how they run it and the things they do. Well, they're in the same thing going, wow, this is awesome, because they're really got this business end figured out and they're not going to drive this straight down to the ground. And,
right.
you know, really, right. So there's so many different directions that everybody comes from, and there's so many influences out there, you know, that kind of are not the best influences. And it's that much different, you know, coming in here and learning a different way and how to do everything.
Right.
It's quite amazing.
Exactly. But when they come to our company, they add value where they can. And as long as they're open to being coached up in the areas where they have needs, it's synergistic. You know, that way the best parts of all of us can come forward while we're all busy learning.
Yeah. Well, it's having that culture that everyone works together. Everyone helps everyone. I'll never forget when I was first hired in the field as a project manager, and Scott Mosby had asked me what I don't like about what I do. And I was like, wow, that's a crazy question. And then he said, you know, well, let's develop a system that corrects everything and keeps it better, and you don't have to worry about what you don't like anymore. And I'm like, hey, I'm on board, obviously. So I've been here 20 years now doing that.
Right.
But we are totally out of time. We will definitely have to do this again. Appreciate you coming on today.
Can't wait, Rich. Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Do you have questions about your home? Call us at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797.
All right, here we go. Flying through, final segment. Just, you know, having fun. Gotta love it. I love getting this great information out there and letting people really learn and understand what a lot of these differences are here, you know, at Mosby Building Arts and what we do and how we do it and the team and the people and all of the practices. And it's great for me on the radio because there's so much different stuff. I can bring in different people, different guests, different areas, and talk about all these different things all the time, basically year round, and really never run out of anything. And kind of like, you know, like St. Louis weather, I've been hitting on my hacks on all this heat stuff and how to beat the heat for your lawn and your, you know, window treatments and stuff. And of course now it's changing, it's raining, it's cooling, it's going to get better. And you know, what I'm constantly telling everybody is if there's something about Mosby Building Arts that you don't like, whether you are a new hire that is, you know, working in the field, a laborer, a project manager, whether you're doing sales consulting like me, designing, it just doesn't matter. If you stick around, it will be like St. Louis weather. It will change. It will get redeveloped and something different will happen. All you got to do is wait it out and it will not take long, just like St. Louis weather. So what I really want to get into here is, you know, teamwork. We talk about that deep bench and we talk about in the team is so important in all the different areas and how we really work together. But what really I think we have such a different culture of in that company culture and everything is the team of our sales consulting department. And it's, you know, a top down taught kind of installed inbred thing over the years for us veterans that have been here longer, like David and myself and Jake and some of us of, you know, if the whole team doesn't succeed, then it's no good. You need sure. everyone to succeed. And I talked to so many other people out there where it's such a competition within their own division, their own sales, their own people, their own company. And for us, it's like when Justin comes up from the field, like I did, and he starts doing this, oh, he needs someone like you on his team and someone like me on his team. And we need to make sure we're on that team to really develop that and make sure the right things are happening so that, you know, and I think that's just a huge difference in how we work. So what do you think about your position in trying to continue that?
Sure. Well, yeah. So I'd say that Mosby Building Arts, Rich, is a very competitive company, but we don't compete against one another. We compete together.
Yeah,
we are definitely a team. One thing that amazes me is that we've got several very high performing professionals who, as busy as those calendars get, they continue to make time for those junior home consultants who are out there trying to become a Rich Orris in this market. And the company allows that to happen. It fosters that growth dynamic constantly.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
As far as I'm concerned with my role, I find myself stepping into a situation where there are so many people that I can learn from. You're the remodeling expert. You know, I am in the people business, and I see my role as being one where I'm coming alongside our home consultants at the point of their need. You know, maybe they came from the field like you did. That's part of your story. And they're inches away from the kind of greatness that you produced in your career. And what they need is maybe a little bit of an understanding about how to manage a selling relationship. Sometimes sure. they have that down, and what they need is a little bit more education in the remodeling aspect or in the construction aspect. And I really find myself directing that sort of organizational traffic, getting my people in front of the things that they need to help them grow. And in that way, I influence my team. I came to work for a great organization, and my mission is just to do what I need to do to make it stronger and better and thicker.
Yeah. You know, and some of them, like we've got a couple of them that came from, you know, a couple design consultants that came from a company that literally the owner went to federal prison and he ran the business into the ground and cheated people out of money and all this stuff. So they are now looking at, you know, finding a spot like Mosby, kind of like I did from the field. You know, I fell in love with the company and how they run it and the things they do. Well, they're in the same thing going, wow, this is awesome, because they're really got this business end figured out and they're not going to drive this straight down to the ground. And,
right.
you know, really, right. So there's so many different directions that everybody comes from, and there's so many influences out there, you know, that kind of are not the best influences. And it's that much different, you know, coming in here and learning a different way and how to do everything.
Right.
It's quite amazing.
Exactly. But when they come to our company, they add value where they can. And as long as they're open to being coached up in the areas where they have needs. It's synergistic, you know, that way the best parts of all of us can come forward while we're all busy learning.
Yeah. Well, it's having that culture that everyone works together. Everyone helps everyone. I'll never forget when I was first hired in the field as a project manager and Scott Mosby had asked me what I don't like about what I do. And I was like, wow, that's a crazy question. And then he said, you know, well, let's develop a system that corrects everything and keeps it better. And you don't have to worry about what you don't like anymore. And I'm like, hey, I'm on board, obviously. So I've been here 20 years now doing that.
Right.
But we are totally out of time. We will definitely have to do this again. Appreciate you coming on today.
Can't wait, Rich. Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.